The first lesson for today is from Jeremiah. Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations." Then I said, "Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak, for I am only a boy." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am only a boy,' for you shall go to all to whom I send you, and you shall speak whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord." Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, "Now I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant." The second lesson for today is from Luke, 13th chapter. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and just then there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant because Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, kept saying to the crowd, "There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day." But the Lord answered him and said, "You hypocrites! Does not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day?" When he said this, all his opponents were put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Will you join me in prayer? Eternal and gracious God, be with us in the sharing of the word. Amen. So I am very, very happy and just elated to be back here this morning worshiping with you at First Waukesha. I was here filling in a while ago, and then I went to Franklin, where I was helping Faith Presbyterian Church out for a little bit as they're going through a visioning process. And as you may remember, I'm pretty hilarious. Yeah. I used to start every sermon with a joke, but instead today I thought I'd just start out by telling you about my life, which is pretty funny. After I was at Faith in Franklin there for about a year and a half or so, I became aware of a little nudging, a little itch that I think God sometimes puts in our hearts and souls to motivate us to do something different. And I had long been attracted to the idea of working internationally, and I found out about an opportunity through the Presbyterian Mission Agency to go and serve a church in Moscow, Russia. Moscow, Russia. I asked, I followed up, and lo and behold, they said, "Yes, we think you'd be a good fit." So I stand here today in a little bit of an in-between time, between the time that I was hired and started my training to the time which is as yet unknown when I will be departing. So this time is being spent touring around to churches, sharing a Sunday morning, sharing talks, and to raise awareness and to raise funds, of course, any support that I can raise. This in-between time is uncomfortable. It's different. It's a lot of unknowing, and it's a lot of vulnerability. And it's vulnerability I'd like to talk to you more about today, because just like that discomfort that makes us want to move, the idea of being vulnerable often keeps us where we are. For example, when I found out that I would be going to Russia, I started studying the Russian language, starting with the alphabet and the alphabet song, just like you would when you were a little kid, right, to learn the alphabet song. Well, I got about halfway through the Russian alphabet and realized exactly how much I don't know about Russian. But I remembered a few of the phrases that popped into my mind, just things that I've picked up from time to time. One of them is Shlivova proznika. Shlivova proznika. It's a happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Of course, you also know things like До свидания. You might know that one. Goodbye. Добре утро, добрый день. One of them is good morning and one is good night, I believe, or good day. And of course, спасибо, which will get you a lot of places by just saying thank you. Спасибо. Being vulnerable is wildly uncomfortable. So I think we can understand where Jeremiah was coming from when he said to the Lord, "Don't say these things to me. I can't speak. I'm only a boy." And we look at this rock and we say, "It's only a rock, right?" Or we look at ourselves and we say, "But I'm only pick something." We're afraid to be vulnerable. And it's understandable. The fear is sometimes very healthy. But it often limits us in our ministry. When we open ourselves up to the Lord, when we allow ourselves, like a rock, to be turned over, we see the wondrous things that are inside. I feel like there's a lot being turned over in my life right now as I prepare for this new call and for this new adventure. And I hope and I wish and I pray that God would treat me the way he treated Jeremiah by putting the words in my mouth. At the very least, put the Russian accent in. That would be helpful, I think. But I know in this time, too, that I have to rely, like Jeremiah did, on faith. To say I am only a girl, I am only a woman, I am only American, I guess. I'm only in my early 40s. There are lots of things that I am only. But I know with the Lord, I am so much greater than the sum of my parts. And God knew this as I was being knit together. So I ask you, when the Lord calls, to be open to it, to hear it, and to have the faith that God can take it and make it into something more. It's not an easy thing to do, but to have that faith is very important. In our gospel lesson today, Jesus also was victim of vulnerability, I guess you could say. And so was the woman that he healed. For 18 years, she was struck down with an illness. She was crippled, and she was vulnerable as well. And Jesus knew that she had to be healed right then and there. Now, Jesus healing on the Sabbath made him vulnerable to the law. He was technically breaking the law. But in making himself vulnerable to serve the vulnerable, a great miracle happened. The church that I will be serving in Moscow also serves vulnerable populations. They are one of the very few English-speaking congregations, so I won't have to be preaching this in Russian. But they are one of the few English-speaking congregations. I know what that means. That's important. I've lived internationally before, and it's very difficult to find a community where you can continue to grow in the Spirit when you're crippled by lack of language skills. So the very fact that they're there in a foreign country with people from all over the world whose two things tie them together, their faith in God and the fact that they can communicate in a certain language, English in this case. But working in their vulnerability, this church, the Moscow Protestant Chaplaincy, has been able to grow and expand the mission that God has set before them. So not only do they just have these two things in common now, they are sharing out into the world ways of making people less vulnerable. For example, they found in their ministry that what they call pensioners, senior citizens, were being rather ignored. They had no place, especially English-speaking senior citizens, had no place to be, and so they opened a day center. In Moscow, the culture, unfortunately, is still very prejudiced against people with developmental disabilities and difficulties. So this congregation saw that and decided that they would take a rundown farm and turn it into a camp so that people who had special needs would have a place to be rested and have recreation and be accepted while they do it. And then finally, too, and this was the point of their ministry that really drove this call home for me, human trafficking is a terrible, terrible sin, and it's becoming more and more widespread in cultures all over the world. It happens here, too, not only in the United States, but right here in Wisconsin. What they found, the Moscow Protestant Chaplaincy found in Moscow, was that people were being lured from Africa. They were being promised wonderful job opportunities and great money making that they could send back to their impoverished families in Africa. But once they got to Moscow, they were exploited and defrauded and stranded. I couldn't imagine being stranded like that in a foreign country with no way of getting back home, no way of even contacting people that you would hope would help you because you don't speak the language. And this church saw this need and responded. Their work now collects funds and resources to take people who have been stranded and exploited in Moscow and get them home. There is it's an odd thing. The law requires you to pay a fine before you can leave the country if you're found there without a proper visa. But they can't afford that, so they become stuck. This is the kind of work that I'm being called to now, to help take care of people who are vulnerable, because I believe in my faith that vulnerability is where great things happen. I have a clip I'd like to share with you today. It's an audio clip from a radio show that I listen to sometimes on NPR. It's called Hidden Brain. And in Hidden Brain, the host, who is Shakar Vedantam, he is interviewing Francesca Gino is her name. And she is a social psychologist who was doing a book on rebelliousness and the vulnerability found in rebelliousness, but how good things can happen from there. So she is relaying the story of, or he is relaying the story of Maurice Cheeks, who was a, or is, a coach for the Portland Trailblazers. I don't know from basketball. So if I'm incorrect in that, please let me know. And the story is about a young girl, just 13 years old, who gets up to sing the national anthem. She won a contest, or she was voted in to sing the national anthem. And of course, that's a very vulnerable place to be. I'm sure that even the most wonderful singers sometimes get a little bit of a stage fright situation. I can only imagine being a 13-year-old girl up in front of 20,000 fans in the stadium, plus who knows how many are listening on the radio or TV. And here's what happened.
Maurice Cheeks had such an opportunity on April 25th, 2003, during the NBA playoffs. Maurice was coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, and his team was down 2-0 in the series. It was a high-stakes moment.
And now to honor America and salute the men and women serving our country with our national anthem.
20,000 excited basketball fans are in the Rose Garden in Portland. The crowd falls silent as a nervous-looking 13-year-old girl walks toward the microphone.
Please welcome, as voted by you, the fans, our winner of the Toyota Get the Feeling of a Star promotion, Natalie Gilbert.
At first, things go well. Natalie looks confident, relaxed.
What so proudly we hailed at the stars.
And as you can hear, she is making a mistake. She's looking for her father to get some support, and then somebody shows up to help her.
It's Maurice Cheeks. At a moment when you might think that all his attention would be focused on his team and their chances in the game, Maurice has the presence of mind to realize that a child is in trouble. He has a daughter about Natalie's age. He rushes up to stand beside her. He drapes an arm around her and says, come on, come on.
Stars light, last gleaming.
Natalie hesitates. She doesn't know the stranger in the gray suit who has come up to stand by her side. But Maurice Cheeks is now singing, and Natalie is lifted along.
We watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare.
Natalie looks confident again. Her voice soars. And then something happens in the stadium. Thousands of fans, the players, they see what Maurice has done. And now, everyone is singing. It is triumphant.
That beautiful moment was brought to you by vulnerability. If she hadn't been vulnerable, if she hadn't made that mistake in front of so many people, then Maurice Cheeks wouldn't have had to come up and expose himself as vulnerable too. Does he have a great singing voice? No, not really. But that doesn't matter. What mattered was that in that moment of vulnerability, he came and stood next to her. Came up and participated with her. And in seeing that, it became infectious. The whole stadium was singing. And all because of that one moment of vulnerability. That's what Jesus does for us too. That's where God is in all of this. In our most vulnerable moments, Jesus comes along and stands with us. To come alongside and lift us up. To hold us up, to turn us over, and to let miracles happen. Amen.